Australia has big plans to upgrade its naval and submarine fleets. But with a workers' shortage across a range of industries, welders are warning there's simply not enough of them to meet the expected demand. Peakbody Weld Australia says the sector has an ageing population and it's calling for an overhaul of training to upskill the next generation of workers. It says the TAFE welding course and curriculum is out of pace with what is required by the industry. This comes as Labor promised to fund 465,000 TAFE places to address skill shortages if it's elected. While today, the Morrison government will announce a plan to fast-track migrants into skilled jobs. Jeff Crittenden is the CEO of Weld Australia. Welcome to RN Breakfast.
Morning, Cathy. Thanks very much.
Jeff, let's focus on your sector. What kind of overhaul of TAFE training is needed?
Well, we've actually, since we've started doing that, because unfortunately the curriculum that is currently being taught is nearly 20 years old, and we've been fortunate enough now to be involved with the updating of that training. And
can you give an example of just how out of date it is?
Yeah, so for example, one of the requirements of the training course is for 250 hours of training on oxyacetylene welding. That's a process which is hardly used in metal fabrication anymore. So that's the sort of thing that is that's been still going on and needs to be updated. We need to be focused on modern training. So, for example, there's no opportunity for apprentices to learn to use robots or cobots in the training course. So we need to improve and update the whole training process.
So what's going on there in terms of, you know, the relevance of the courses? Is that feeding into students not wanting to take up these courses? Is that part of the problem as well?
Well, that's a much bigger problem, Cathy. I think that, and I'm very pleased to hear that the Labor's announcement that more free TAFE places, because I don't think anybody would disagree with encouraging young people to take trades. But I think that...
Can you give us a sense of the worker shortages that you're experiencing right now in your sector? Because we know that it's across the board, but for welders, just how many more do we need?
Yeah, well, we need 27,000 more welders by 2030. This is not just an Australian problem; it's a global problem. The Americans are 400,000 short. The Japanese have started a program to increase the number of female welders from what currently at 1% to 15%, so that they can maintain their manufacturing output. And in Australia, we won't be able to meet the demands of our existing infrastructure projects with the welders we've got at the moment. And certainly things like the Hunter frigate program and any future nuclear submarine will be really hard-pressed to find the quality of welders required, because it's not just a numbers problem, it's a quality problem as well.
And so you've welcomed Labor's announcement around the free TAFE places, but is that going to be enough?
No, quite honestly not. Important as it is, the fundamental issues are really threefold. One is access to TAFE. The second is the quality of teaching within TAFE. TAFE nationally have struggled to find good quality teachers. There's competition for welders and welding teachers. Investment, some states have invested a lot in their TAFE and others haven't. And I think that nationally there should be a strategy to invest in TAFE, in the equipment, the quality and the curriculum. And then taking a step back, schools. For far too long, we've been focused on sending our children to university. There's a huge opportunity in trades, and a lot of young people would, you know, benefit greatly from a career in trades, except they don't really understand. We need to be looking at STEM programs that encourage children to look at opportunities in trades. We need to have careers advice so that people understand that when they're at school, and not just the children, but their parents as well. I mean,
And what about the answer? Sorry, just very briefly, because we've only got about 30 seconds. But I mentioned that the Employment Minister, Stuart Roberts, today will be announcing plans to fast track migrants into jobs, those that are already in the country. Does that go some way to at least starting to address some of these issues?
A bit too soon to comment. Depends on what's going to be announced, Cathy. But
the devil in the detail, Jeff.
Yeah, sorry.
All right. Well,
we need the people. I prefer to be training Australians than bringing people in, but I suspect that won't be the total solution.
Jeff, great to hear from you, and you've explained the challenges quite succinctly for not just welders, but I think across many, many skills. Thank you for your time today.
Thank you, Cathy.
Jeff Crittenden is the CEO of World Australia.